Wyland. DeSaunier.
Here.
Leno.
Here.
Padilla.
Here.
Renner.
Here.
Yee. We have a quorum.
Okay, we have one bill today, AB 1426. Go ahead.
Thank you, Chairman and Senators. I appreciate you holding this hearing to consider AB 1426, which is a proposal initiated by the administration to address the currently vacant position of court administrator in the workers' comp system. As the committee correctly notes, by statute, this is a separate gubernatorial appointment for a five-year term. There is already an appointment to an administrative director of the Division of Workers' Compensation, and the governor has determined that the additional appointment of a court administrator is unnecessary. As a result, the duties of the court administrator should be assigned to other responsible parties. I know that the committee analysis notes a couple of questions regarding returning to the previous status quo. First, I would note that with the court administrator position vacant, with no intention of it being filled, we do need to take some action sooner than later to move over some responsibilities. Second, it is my understanding that the administration has indicated to stakeholders its willingness to have discussions about how to create more efficiency in the workers' comp adjudication system, but we need to take actions now to make sure that these duties are being done. I do have some supporters here with me and ask for your vote.
I am Lachlan Taylor with the Commission on Health and Safety and Workers' Compensation. I'm here at the request of the Acting Director of the Department of Industrial Relations. The trial courts of the workers' compensation system are under the administrative direction of the administrative director and under the judicial supervision of the Workers' Compensation Appeals Board, historically. In 2002, we saw some of the powers of the Appeals Board and some of the powers of the administrative director pulled from those and put into this new position of court administrator. It was supposed to make things more efficient. It hasn't worked. There have been conflicting rules. There have been inconsistent rules. The court administrator has a rule on what to do if people don't show up for a hearing. The appeals board has a rule on what to do if people don't show up for a hearing. This structure is not accomplishing its purpose. The former structure of having a judicial authority and an administrative authority is conducive to efficient operations. It didn't work all that well before, but perspectives have changed, the awareness of the problem has changed, the administration understands workers' compensation has its role in the economy, and we can't take such a narrow view. We believe that a return to the structure of an administrative director and the appeals board without a court administrator will allow for a more efficient system and greater uniformity of decisions. I'd be happy to answer your questions, but it's been a long day, so I'll spare you any more.
Can I push this? Oh, thank you. Good afternoon. I'm Rosa Moran. I am the Administrative Director for the Division of Workers' Compensation. And as Mr. Taylor indicated, the court administrator position didn't work. I've been in the field for 20 years, as a judge for 7, attorney for about 20. I practice under this. It doesn't work. What we have now is a system with 3 separate sets of rules. Some of these rules are overlapping, some are inconsistent. I'll give you a real-life example. Is under the administrative director, I am fully responsible for hiring of all judges. Under the court administrator system, the court administrator is responsible for supervision and discipline of all judges, leaving the question open is who terminates judges? And this happened to me my very first week in office. What does one do? And we need a change here. I believe that it is correct. The old system had problems, but this is a different time, this is a different economy, and this is definitely a different administration. And I think we can be successful with this system, and that's what I came in to do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other witnesses in support?
Thank you. Jason Schmelzer for the California Coalition on Workers' Compensation and Support.
Phil Vermeulen, representing Allied Managed Care and Acclimation Insurance Management Services, strong support.
Mike Carroll with California Applicant Attorneys in support also.
Thomas Vu with the California Chamber of Commerce in support.
Good afternoon, members. Lori Kammer, Small Business California, full support.
Any witnesses in opposition? Questions from committee members? Senator Leno?
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I understand this does two things. We're going to remove the court administrator position, but then we also have to statutorily delegate the responsibilities of the court administrator to the administrative director. I'm just curious, without that second step, without that delegation of responsibilities, what happens? You're just dysfunctional?
Certain authorities were taken from the administrative director and from the appeals board and vested in the court administrator. Those have to be returned so that they can be exercised by the current office holders.
I move the bill.
We have a motion. Roll call.
Lou?
Aye.
Lou, aye. Weiland?
Aye.
Weiland, aye. DeSaunier?
Aye.
DeSaunier, aye. Leno?
Aye.
Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Runner?
Aye.
Runner, aye. Yee. That measure has 70 votes.
Bill is out.
Thank you, Senators.
Has two appropriations.